Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 12th, 2017. Today is Wednesday in Holy Week. I frequently have people ask me to pray for them. The nature of those requests sort of run the waterfront. People who have just discovered that they have some difficult health concern to deal with, or people in relationship issues, or people who are struggling with a job or have lost their job, or people who are in some way discerning what might be next for them. I'm always honored to receive from people requests that I would remember them in my prayers. And I'm also, from time to time, a bit uneasy with it all. I mean, my prayers aren't any more special because I wear a white piece of plastic around my neck than anyone else's. We are all on level ground before God. And sometimes I think that asking me to pray for a particular matter is an easier way for people to approach me about the difficult challenges they may be facing, so that after they have given me their prayer request, they are then set free to talk about some troubling thing in their lives which they might not have shared with me had they not had the opportunity to simply say, "I need you to pray for me about something." This matter of prayer is a constant struggle, I think, for people of faith. What does it mean to pray to God? What does it mean to pray the same prayer for years and never see any visible result from that prayer? What does it mean to pray and pray and pray and have an outcome that is the exact opposite of the outcome one was praying for? How does it seem that some people's prayers are answered expeditiously, and other people's prayers languish unanswered for decades? These are difficult questions, and I think the psalmist provides us a key with the way to pray. Today's psalm, Psalm 74, has the psalmist begging God to intervene, begging God to do something about the enemies of God who have destroyed holy places of worship and who continue to scoff at God's name. And while the psalmist is begging and pleading with God, the psalmist also reminds God of things that I suspect God already knows. Here are just a few lines from Psalm 74. There are no signs for us to see. There is no prophet. There is not one among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary scoff? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you draw back your hand? Why is your right hand hidden in your bosom? The psalmist begs God, give me an answer. Let me know what's going on. Intervene here. And then the psalmist reminds God of God's own identity. God is my king from ancient times, victorious in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your might and shattered the heads of the dragons upon the waters. You split open spring and torrent. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Subtext: God, if you did all of that, surely you can address my cause. Surely you can come to my defense. If you made heaven and earth, surely these adversaries will wilt at your presence. And then the psalmist reminds God again of the situation. Remember, O Lord, how the enemy scoffed, how a foolish people despised your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove, the life of your people. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. The wild beasts are the adversaries. Never forget the lives of your poor. Arise, O God, maintain your cause. Remember how fools revile you all day long. Now, the psalmist knew enough to know that God did not need to be reminded about fools and adversaries. God did not need to be told about their activity and their oppressing of the poor and their persecution of God's people. Neither did God need reminding that God had created all there is. The psalmist is praying this deep and emotional prayer not for God's benefit, but for the psalmist's benefit. To pray this prayer, and this prayer to be prayed by all of God's people, is to remind us that there is something in the urgency of petition and the recitation of God's mighty acts that puts us in a right frame of mind to live a life which from time to time seems overly burdened or excessively barren. Sometimes it can seem as if all of the adversaries are winning and God is nowhere to be seen. But the psalmist understands that faithfulness and honesty in prayer is more important than pretty words, is more important than right devotional language, but that to pray earnestly and to lay it out before God is what's necessary in prayer. I love how this one ends, the last verse of Psalm 74. Forget not the clamor of your adversaries, the unending tumult of those who rise up against you. The psalmist takes his parting shot at reminding God of God's situation and of the psalmist's. As we make this turn into the holy days ahead, we're not so much invited to make sense of it all, any more than the psalmist could make sense of his own situation. We are simply invited to enter it all. Enter it with faithfulness. Enter it with an open heart. Enter these days with a sense of God's presence. And like the psalmist, if we're finding ourselves barren and burdened, to have the honesty to just say so. In my understanding, that is the beginning of holy prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his back to the smiters and hid not his face from shame, grant us grace to take joyfully the sufferings of the present time, in full assurance of the glory that will be revealed. Through the same, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.